Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Iaconetti.
And this is Ashley Iaconetti.
And Naz Perez.
Alrighty.
Should we stop introing ourselves?
It just seems natural to
do. Oh, yeah. How does that work?
It does. I don't know. Ben and I do it, too.
But what if people
Ben
like?
Higgins.
I guess like I get that. Used. This is Lauren. This is my voice, and then it's Ashley. This is my voice.
Everybody get used to it and assign your thoughts with each voice.
Yes. And this is I sound like a man.
And then there's a guy.
You sound sexy.
I don't know. Do you guys think your voices sound sexy? Like when
people? Oh my god! I have the anti-sexy voice.
I think it sounds sexy coming out of my mouth until I hear it. And
I don't think any voice is sexy. Turned me on. Like, I don't even know what that means.
Guys' voices.
Guys' voices.
I guess I was just thinking girls. I'm like, what
like
the
Luke
fuck is
Pell speaking voice? Like, he can get it.
Oh, yes.
Well, lots of guys can get it.
A lot of guys can get it. Yeah.
Pretty much every
We're
guy
talking about
can
girl
get
voices.
Do you guys think Peter's voice is hot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Peter's voice is everything.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Oh, I'm getting sweaty. I'm starting to perspirate.
It's because the air is not on.
You're starting to perspire, not okay. perspirate.
Do you guys okay, first know how many wrong words I've gotten? Wait, hold on. This is a really good conversation.
What,
I want to continue.
Words?
No. Like, voices.
That's what I was saying
okay.
something.
I thought you were going to move on. No. I was like, I'm not ready.
I was saying, I love Peter's voice. I think it's so sexy. I don't like the way he fragments his sentences.
He
speaks in very short sentences. Like, I went to the store.
Pause.
And then I really liked your dog. And I'm like, just speak like a human, like this, like on and on and on.
And on and on
these
and
are
on.
My feelings.
All yeah, right, that's well, what's so sexy about it, though, because he's thinking. Lauren and I have this thing where if guys, if they seem like they're thinking like really about the words they're about to speak, it's sexier. If they talk slow and they put thought into
well, yeah, if
words.
You're Harry Styles and you think before you speak, that's hot
yeah.
as fuck. If you're talking like,
look, Rachel,
this,
I really like you.
And it doesn't, like, it just makes
I'm
me feel like you're like,
I am like, are you going to answer the question that I asked you?
But wait a second. We got to go back to Peter's speaking voice because Lauren was very keen on something.
He is Mel Gibson.
He sounds exactly like Mel Gibson.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
If you would,
but like Mel Gibson before he left those insane.
John Smith.
He was in Women Want.
Oh yeah, my
dancing
God,
dancing
yes.
funny in the bathroom.
Yes, that's it.
I love that we're just like not talking about our topic.
No,
right
we have
now.
A topic. So and we're not talking.
It doesn't matter because we found another very important topic.
All right. Well, just so everyone knows, the topic today is about freezing eggs because all three of us here at the table don't get it.
What? I get it.
No, we don't get how it happens.
We don't understand the process.
Well,
of course, we
I
understand
mean,
why women.
To be
freeze
honest,
eggs.
I get it.
You know the entire process. How
I
it
understand
works?
The process.
Okay, I have no idea.
So you guys are going to learn today.
Yeah, and a lot of people listening are going to learn. But before we call Carly Waddell, who's our special guest today,
her name is Carly Bass now.
Oh my God, Carly Bass!
Carly Bass.
It's so awesome.
That's so awesome.
I'm so
I
jealous.
Wait to get
I
my last
change
name.
My change.
I know. See.
Anyways, before we do that, we need to kick it to our Aaron Carter expert, Lauren, because everyone's been hitting us up asking, what do you guys think about Aaron Carter?
Yeah, so just so happens, 2 weeks after we interview Aaron Carter, he is arrested for DUI. Now, I think I have the full story. It's a little choppy, so I'm going to try to like gather my thoughts and put it in order. Okay, so Aaron Carter arrested with girlfriend with DUI, but this is the thing. Aaron rented a car, okay? He bought a car. He bought a shitty car, and he'll admit it. He said, I bought a shitty car because I didn't want to pay for a rental for, like, an extended period of time. Because he's, like, touring down in the South, I think.
Okay, that makes sense.
So he's like, I'm just going to drive this piece of shit, and then when I'm done with it, I'm done with it. Instead of renting a car for, like, 3 weeks. So anyway, this shitty car stalls out the... starter is broken and the wheels aren't aligned. Okay. So he's driving the car and it's like kind of going all over the road. Cause the tires are fucked up. Okay. And then he pulls into an AutoZone to fix the car, to get some things to fix the car. Mm-hmm. And then a cop goes in after him and they go, step outside with us. You've been swerving. Someone's been saying you've been swerving all over the road. And then they're like, we're going to search your car. Do you have anything in there? He goes, yeah, I have marijuana. I have marijuana. This is my medical marijuana card. Oh. And then they're like, okay, well, would you like do a blood test or a breathalyzer? And he said, no. So I think that automatically puts you in jail if you don't take a breathalyzer.
I think you're right.
Yes. So then they arrested the girlfriend. I'm not sure why the girlfriend also went to jail, because I guess it was in their car, the weed. And I'm not sure how much weed was on him. It could be a lot that was like over the legal like card limit. And then they went to jail.
Okay. And so he wasn't drinking?
Was not drinking at all.
Our question was, I mean, DUI, like drinking or driving under the influence.
Yes, so the influence of anything. Okay. He said he smoked weed 9 hours before he was arrested. I mean, we're taking this with a grain of salt. Like, I don't, he could have been drinking. He could have been smoking right.
But
as
according
he was
to him,
but according
he
to him,
wasn't
he wasn't
drinking.
Doing anything. And the reason he can't drink is actually because he has a stomach hernia, which is like when part of your stomach goes up into your esophagus. No, he was diagnosed with a hernia when he was 16. So he can't really handle a lot of alcohol. Okay. So he wasn't, he couldn't even drink that much to get drunk.
Was his girlfriend drunk or high?
No clue about the girlfriend.
But she wasn't drunk.
But then why did she get arrested too?
I think because she
possession
also had possession, and maybe she didn't have a medical card and she had weed on her, or she was high or something, or she didn't say, yeah, I'll give you a breathalyzer or a drug test or whatever. So they automatically went in jail, and that's it basically.
So then what was his interview on ET? Because you watched the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole
thing
was just saying all of that basically. And he just was like, I'm just really sad, and just like on top of my dad dying, I got arrested for like fucking nothing. And the police officer obviously knew who he was, and he doesn't look well. Like, Aaron's very thin, and I know he's been thin shamed, and it's because of his hernia. He smokes weed so he can eat so his hernia doesn't hurt. Aww. So like, he just like doesn't look well because he's not eating that much. So it's like nothing Aaron did.
Why? And you know the worst part is that when this happens, it's like you become an internet meme, and then people don't listen or read up on the story, and then they just assume, oh, Aaron Carter is like another Lindsay Lohan or something.
Yeah, I mean, he could have whatever. We don't really know, but according to Aaron, and I believe Aaron because I love Aaron.
We all love Aaron.
He's so sweet.
And like, as having a medical condition like that, yeah, you can't drink that much. So like. And he said he's never done meth. He's never done heroin. He said the biggest mistake in his life was probably doing ecstasy a couple times when he was younger. And that's all.
I really believe him.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. So we here on the I Don't Get It podcast, Sam, I, and Aaron. And those are our thoughts. Lauren, you're so informative.
Yeah,
I love that
Lauren,
you're an Aaron
you're
Carter
a great
expert.
Aaron Carter correspondent.
That's going on my resume.
It really should be at the top.
Oh my God, Lauren. That I would die if Lauren made her resume, because she'd be like, Squire, we call her, she's my assistant, like Squire for reality star, Aaron Carter correspondent.
That's too amazing.
So let's just say that when Aaron feels comfortable, we'll definitely have him back on here to explain that whole showdown, and you know, just a chat about life stuff beyond all the headlines.
Right. Yep. And thoughts are with Aaron. Hopefully he's okay.
Love you, Aaron.
Love you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, so let's talk about freezing eggs. What are all our thoughts on it?
My thought is that it might be my 30th birthday present to myself.
So next year you're going to do it.
It's March.
I see no hurt in doing it. If you can afford it and you're like 30 or older, then do it.
Yeah. Right.
And my gyno actually told me I need to do it very soon because I have fibroids and endometriosis. So I'm actually really excited to talk to Carly because I have no idea how this works.
What does very soon mean?
Very soon means like in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a question about your endometriosis.
Yeah.
If you freeze your egg, do they just put the sperm in that frozen egg?
I have no idea.
That's a question.
Yeah.
I think, and is it harder to carry kids with endometriosis, or is it just harder?
It's harder to have
the sperm get to the egg.
Yeah, it's harder to like get pregnant, and it's harder to like go through labor with it because it's just like scar tissue growing on it,
right? Ooh.
And then fibroids.
You would definitely need a C-section,
right? And you guys already know I've already technically had one when I got my fibroids taken out, and fibroids are like these like cysts. They're non-cancerous, thank God, but they just keep growing in you until you have kids, and they were gonna crush my ovary. Which is so annoying. So he's just like, you have all these things going against you, like best to freeze your eggs. Yeah.
Wait, would kids help your fibroids?
Yes. If that's why, remember that day I went? They know the story. I went and it was like the worst day of my life because I found my first gray hair. And he's like, so Naz, you should be freezing your eggs today. I'm like, not today, Dr. Richmond, not today.
And he was like, are you sexually
active? Yeah, and he goes, have you found the one yet? I'm like, what are these questions? This is a bachelor audition? Like, what is this?
You guys, we have the newly crowned Mrs. Evan Bass, Carly Bass, on the phone with us right now. She's going to talk to us about egg freezing because she did it a year and a half ago. Carly, tell us about why you decided to do it.
Well, Winnie and I actually started talking about egg freezing when we were on The Bachelor. And she was giving me like all this information. I was telling her I had all these like hormonal problems. And when I was living in California, some doctor, who I also think was a quack, but he was like, hey, I think you might have trouble conceiving because of all your hormone problems. And I was like, okay. And I knew I wanted kids, so I just started talking to Whitney about it. And then, like, I don't know what, a couple years later, she's like, hey, would you actually want to do this with my company? And I was like, yes. And so that's it, all kind of was based on Whitney just telling me about it.
So when you did it, so everybody, not everybody knows, a lot of Bachelor Nation may have followed the fact that Caitlin and Andy got their eggs frozen, what was that, in March?
Right.
With Whitney.
Yes.
And you were just there for like kind of a check-in?
Well, no, I just kind of was like there for like support.
As someone like, who's also gone through the process.
Right. And like when it's all over and done, like my eggs right now are just being babysat by like Whitney and her company.
That
I'm
is
always
awesome.
Like, I'm the best babysitter in the whole world because
so
Whitney is
crazy.
With my baby.
That's so good. I was reading yesterday, the eggs are frozen at -196 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Isn't that insane how that someone can be okay and you like thaw them?
Oh my God. Know, like crazy. That's half a human right there.
That's crazy. Well,
it's
Carly,
so weird.
Can you, since like well, some of us have no idea.
But
like,
wait, I want to talk about her person for a second.
Okay.
Because Carly, I think what's so interesting about your story is that you froze your eggs a half a year before you met Evan.
Totally. And when I told him about it, he was like, that is so cool. Like because he wanted to have kids too. Like we want to have kids. And he was like, well, you made such a smart decision for the both of us, even though you didn't know me.
Aww.
Because you were like taking care of that before you even met me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so nice. And you honestly, you did it right after a breakup where you're just like, you're like, screw this. Like I'm taking my life into my own hands right now.
Oh yeah. And I mean, it was like, I actually did this first set of shots and we were together and we broke up the next day.
Wow.
So when I was doing all of these injections by myself, I just had this like overwhelming sense of like, okay, well that wasn't the father of your children. So wow. Like we got this. Like I just kept hearing like my future kids being like, go mom.
Oh,
and I was like,
Carly,
seriously.
That's amazing.
It was like it really was like an emotional womanly mom experience to be like, yes, I want kids and I'm going to do this just in case I can't do it like naturally later.
For sure.
Wow.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you walk us through like someone who has no idea what this is like? Like how does it work?
So there's, gosh, man, I really need Whitney for this, but that's okay.
She's going to come on.
There's a few different shots that you have to take. So you start off with, I think, 2 or 3 shots, and then you end up with 4 different shots. But you go in, they you know, check you out, make sure that this would even work for someone like you, make sure, like, everything's okay down there. Okay. And then you start with your first shots at night. So you have to give yourself, and well, actually at OVA, which is Whitney's company, you can have a nurse come and do them for you, but I was not in Chicago right then. So I was like, I can do it. I can do it.
So you're able to do the prep outside of the city that you're getting it done in.
Yes.
Okay.
Amazing. And they mail you the shots?
Well, I had gone to Chicago for all of the prep work, went home for Valentine's Day when we broke up, and then went back. Oh, so God. I had all of the shots already with me, but Whitney explained to me how to do everything. And then she was like, if you need me at any moment, just FaceTime me and I'll explain it to you again. So I will say the first time I did them, like, I felt like I was going to faint, but that was because I wasn't breathing because I was terrified.
Because it's scary, right? Like, how big is this?
It goes in your butt or where does it go?
Her stomach.
It goes in your stomach. Okay. Yeah. But then after you do it once, you're like, okay, I've done this. Like, I can do it again. And there's only one shot that really stings. The other ones you don't even really feel going in.
So what are the side effects of these shots?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was going to say.
So it's actually weird. It varies per person because, like, when Andy went through it, her stomach got really bloated. And the running joke was she was like, look, you guys, I'm pregnant. I just get pregnant. And with mine, like, I definitely bloated, but it's just water weight. And it goes away, like, in, you know, a couple weeks. Definitely before your next period. But
just wear some high-waisted jeans and some maxi dresses.
Exactly. But I didn't really feel sick. I didn't feel like I was going on highs and lows, which is weird because I was going through like a terrible breakup. I kind of felt, I don't know. I felt like these hormones like made me feel really good. Oh, and it's personal. It's personal for everyone. But I think because my hormones have been so out of whack, having hormones in my body, finally, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what a woman's supposed to feel like. This is amazing.
So would you, okay. So it's like you're high on female hormones, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
I wouldn't,
totally.
This is the most vain comment I've ever said. Well, actually I've said a lot.
No, you said a lot. I've said a lot, vain comment.
But like, if I do this for my 30th birthday present, I won't have like cystic acne because that comes with when like my testosterone levels are high.
That doesn't sound
I totally thought you were going to say something else. I thought you were going to be like, I'd be the girliest girl ever.
I feel like I'm going to have horrible cystic acne if I do it.
Oh, you feel like
you're
going to get
it. I thought you said if you have estrogen, then...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If it is all estrogen, then I'd be good.
Interesting. Oh, so, okay. Carly...
I mean, but there again, it only, you know, this whole process only lasts like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, that's it? It's just 2 weeks long?
It's just 2 weeks, if not shorter.
Well, speaking of acne, I actually don't have any more because of BioClarity. You guys have heard us talk about BioClarity before. I love it because it's a natural way to clear your skin. It doesn't have any hard, weird chemicals. It's really calming, and it's natural, and it cools and it soothes on contact. I'm obsessed with it, you guys. It doesn't make me flaky and red and dry, which is the worst thing ever to put foundation on. If you have dry skin, like, nothing looks cute. Lauren can't stand it when I do makeup on dry skin. And
gross.
And the redness. It gets rid of the redness.
Yeah, so I don't even need a lot of makeup. And yeah, so it's just never flaky, and I can just have smooth, beautiful foundation because of BioClarity. It's a three-step system, but it doesn't take long at all. First, you cleanse with a rich foaming cleanser. It removes all the dirt, oil, and environmental pollutants. And if you live in a city like LA, like us, you got to get rid of that. Then there's the treatment that penetrates your pores and attacks bacteria. And then finally, you use the Restore Gel, which leaves you feeling smooth and refreshed. You guys, I was talking about this product with Ben Higgins the other day on our other podcast, and he is so into the cooling part of this skincare process, and you know,
he's so
whatever
cool.
Ben
he's
likes, we
and
like.
Whatever Ben yeah. likes, we like.
I mean, if Ben approves,
yes.
Come on, guys.
So, if you want to be like Ben Higgins and you want to be like us, go to bioclarity.com, and our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you got to enter our code, which is get it GETIT, and you know, if they have a money-back guarantee, you know you can trust it. So go to bioclarity.com and enter our code GETIT.
Nice.
Let us resume with this convo.
So you can't have an IUD, and you have to start birth control so they know how to track your cycles. Unless, I guess, my cycle's really off, so that's why I started birth control right before, which is why my boobs are really big at Jade's wedding.
They looked great.
Oh, they look so good.
They look so
good.
They
were so big. But then after that, they take you off the birth control, and then those shots substitute your birth control. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So but you're not allowed to have sex while you... No sex, no heavy lifting,
oh,
and no
alcohol.
Oh,
that's going to be such a problem for me. I know. Sex and heavy lifting.
That'd be a problem for Lauren.
I take that load on four, Ashley.
Wait, so it's just, that's amazing. It's just 2 weeks. I want to ask, do you know how much it costs generally?
See, well.
That we should probably ask Whitney.
I'll ask Whitney.
I don't know, but Whitney definitely will know.
Okay. And it's a couple shots every night before you go to bed. And you start with one or two and end up with four.
Yeah, and then at the end, I think you start with two and you end up with four. At the end, you have to do it in the morning and at night. And then you get one shot at the very end in your butt, which Whitney did for me, and I didn't even feel it. She did it, and I was like, and she goes, okay, I'm done. I was like, what? I didn't even feel that, which was crazy. But that's like what they call your trigger shot, which triggers your body to release the egg so they can get them like the next day.
Whoa. Crazy. That's so cool. Yeah.
So there's multiple eggs that are released. Okay.
So wait,
when you get
The hormones like make your body produce or not produce cause you have them already, but like make extra eggs come out.
Oh,
so it like makes your body, cycle release like them. over and over. Yeah. Because normally you only have one egg come out, but this makes you have like tons of eggs come out.
Okay.
Then when they take them out of you, they can tell which ones are good and which ones aren't good. So then they just look through and they're like, okay, well, we have 8 good ones. And then they freeze those.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wait. I forgot that there's good ones and bad ones because there's people that try and then sometimes all of them come out bad, I think, and they have to keep doing it.
Well, yeah. You know, honestly, I had a pretty low count. Like most people have a lot more than I did. And so, it was another reason I was glad I did it because I was like, well, at least I have some.
What's the average or is there an average of like how many eggs we should have? Or is it just everyone's really different?
I think everybody's pretty different. I mean, I remember when Caitlin went in, they were like, whoa, you're super fertile. And for me, they didn't say that.
That's funny. See, I think they'd say that about me, but I wouldn't have thought they said this about Caitlin. You know how everybody always says like, oh, J-Lo or like Eva Mendes, they're so fertile.
It's all in the hips.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not going to so be funny. Fertile.
You That's look so fertile.
Okay, someone can look fertile.
I say you look fertile.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, guys. Does that mean I look fat?
Does that
mean?
No. It looks like you have birthing hips and a nice large butt.
Oh, great.
I'm
big.
So after you get the shots, you go into the hospital?
No, okay, wait, hold on. I want to talk more scientifically to Whitney about this.
Yeah.
But I love to know about your, like, physical, like, the tax that was on your body. First off, I need to say that I always thought that they went right into the ovary to take the egg out.
I did too.
Me too.
I didn't know.
But you're
your
saying that they're, like, released?
Well, they're released into these, like, what do they call them? Houses. So the ovary like houses eggs and they're like, they kind of come off of the ovary, I think. And that's where they get them out of. So normally it'll just have one little house and instead it'll produce like 12 houses and each house may or may not have an egg in there.
Honestly, I thought this was way more simple.
I am scared to get mine done. Cause then I feel like Carly, if I have like a one night stand the next day after my 2 weeks, I have all the 12 houses open, right?
That's why they tell you to not have sex because you're obviously like, going to get pregnant with like 8 eggs and you'll have 8 babies. Is that why?
I don't think so.
No, that's probably not why, but I'm just thinking after you're probably like fertile AF.
Yeah.
But
fertile
I think after,
as fuck. That's a shirt I'm going to get for you, Carly.
I think after you don't want to have sex anyway because you're like... They just went in and basically did a surgery in there. So you're not going to want to be like, yeah, get up inside me today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's crazy. So how does it work? Okay, so Carly, Whitney is babysitting your eggs. How does it work now if you want to get them put back in your body?
So if you want to get them put back in, I think you would like, you would have to have a sperm donor or obviously I'd have Evan and then they'd create an embryo and then they would put it in. Yeah. And then they would put it inside you and see if it takes.
Yeah. Okay.
And how do they put it inside you? With like a syringe?
Yeah.
A
turkey baster? You've watched Kardashians before.
I know, but I don't have cable, so I missed out on some
seasons. Like a really long, needly looking thing.
That's so
although
insane.
I was put under, you're put under when they take them out.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming it's kind of like the same process going back in, which is also cool because then they could tell you if, I think they can figure out if it's a boy or a girl, and then you could be like, oh, I want a girl. And then they
I know, you definitely can
you.
Do gender selection right there.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I kind of think.
I don't know what I would do. I think it would depend on my kid. Like, if I had two boys and I didn't have a girl yet, then I'd probably ask for it to be a girl.
I don't think I like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
And God would curse you by making her like an ugly girl.
It's like a whole bunch of things. Like people, it's such a controversy, like gender selection.
I mean, I'm not super opposed. I just think it's weird. You guys don't think it's weird? You have to admit, that's so weird. You tell a person that you don't know that's working at a workplace, I want a girl. And then you just have a human that's a girl.
Well, it is the rest of your life. Like if I want a daughter. So like if I have two boys and I want a daughter, then like, and I'm doing in vitro, I'm going to do it.
No, I agree with you. And I think that's amazing. I just think the concept of telling an employee, oh yeah, I would like a girl. Thanks.
it's like ordering
a fucking McFlurry,
yeah.
Oreos or M&M's. I'm gonna take M&M's this time. Like, it's insane.
That is really funny.
I have a question. Did you do this at like Whitney's thing, or where do you go for it?
Yeah, she did Whitney's thing in Chicago.
I did it at Whitney's place at OVA in downtown Chicago, and they got a new facility, which is actually so cute and so girly. And it looks like you walked into like a Kate Spade store. It's so cute.
Okay, there's an anesthesiologist there that puts you under right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a dumb question, I think. But can guys do this?
Naz. The guys have an everlasting amount of sperm.
Yeah. They don't.
Do you know
need
how
this.
Some guys aren't fertile? Aren't some guys like not fertile?
They don't have good swimmers.
Actually, no, you're right. They don't
so
have good swimmers.
So can't they, like, freeze good swimmers?
I think
swimmers?
This is an Evan conversation.
Oh,
where's
my
Evan?
God. Is he there?
No, you do. You need Evan.
Wait, is he there? Put him on the phone.
No,
how did we
Alabama.
Not even realize we should have Evan?
Wait, we'll just call Evan.
All right,
we'll call Evan when he gets off work.
he's out looking for new facilities because he has outgrown his facility in Birmingham. So
perfect.
They're looking for a bigger place.
Carly, you really fucking got the
she
jackpot.
Scored.
I know, dude.
So amazing.
I fucking made it. When are we going to Nashville?
Oh my gosh, whenever. Come over.
I really want to go. I've never
when
been.
When you're settled into your new house.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We move in like 2 weeks or something.
Okay. I feel like I have so many other questions.
We do. Well, Carly, what advice do you have for people listening?
I just love like this imagery. I don't know why I love the imagery. It makes me want to go freeze my eggs right now.
You would faint every day.
You would.
I would.
I just think it's a really, really smart idea. And I know it is a controversy. I know people are like, there are the people out there that say, well, we shouldn't be able to control something like this.
I think that's ridiculous. That's like saying
like, we have the capability now. So I think if you want to do it and you believe that it's okay for you to do it, so do it.
People who say that, it annoys me like crazy. It's like, oh, you have cancer. Well, let's just not do chemo and surgery.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But yeah, so I just insane. Think it's, I'm so glad I did it. I would do it. You know, if my eggs, like, I don't know, because I have a low amount, like if they didn't work, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
So that leads me to my next question. So like right now you feel like you're young enough that you'll be able to get pregnant on your own. At what age, like at what number child do you think that, what age to you that would you decide to use your frozen eggs versus trying the natural way?
I think last time I went in, when I was there with Caitlin and Andy, Dr. Kaplan, who's the main doctor there, who I am obsessed with, he's so nice. But he was like, you know, if you and Evan try to have the baby and you don't get pregnant in like 6 months, then come back to me and we'll try to get you pregnant.
So
I think as long as if you try for a while and you're like, okay, this isn't working, then maybe let's use our eggs. Or, you know, if I had one kid and I couldn't get pregnant with a second, then I have eggs, you know?
I guess what I'm talking about is like the age of a healthy egg.
Carly, do you know how much, then again, another dumb question. So you said you had 8 good ones. How many of those do they use? Would they use all 8 to try and get you pregnant for one child?
I think they would probably just do it one by one. I think when you unfreeze them, some of them don't make it. So like, let's say if they unfroze them and there was only like, you know, six that made it, then I think they would just be like, okay, let's try one egg. And then, okay, let's try another egg. And they would just keep trying until you didn't have any left. That's my guess.
That's an interesting thought. That's kind of scary, though, that after they unfreeze it, some of them don't make it because you go through this whole thing to have all of them, right? So is there a scenario where people have frozen their eggs and then they're unfrozen and none of them are good?
Probably.
I have no idea.
Situations like that.
That's a Whitney
question. But I think that's why you have like quintuplets,
too. I think that's why people do it again.
You know, you put like six eggs in there and then you just have, and you think one, like only one of them's going to take, but actually they all take and you got five kids.
That's like when they say like, we only have one left.
Yeah.
Like Juliana Rancic said like her last one.
Oh, yeah. Work. So crazy.
Yeah. Which is why you would definitely do it again. I mean, you know, I don't know that Andy would do it again because I know that she didn't like the process of how her body was reacting to it, but I didn't mind it. So I think it's just every person is so different and how hormones affect people are so different.
Andy probably really didn't like the fact she couldn't have sex for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's probably true too.
I wouldn't like being bloated for 2 weeks. I'm always bloated.
But the thing is it goes away so fast. Like you're like, you look at yourself and you're like, this looks so weird, but then it's gone.
That's Ashley every night.
Yeah, exactly. I wake up every morning and I'm fine.
I have like a life bloat that'll never go away. Or maybe I'm just fat and I just keep saying I'm bloated.
You're not fat. I
don't think that's it.
No one's fat here. Well, Carly, thank you very much. We're going to ask Whitney
thank
a couple
you so
questions.
Much. Yeah, Carly, we're going to go back so to Whitney much. For the science of it.
This was so
tell
helpful.
Tell her I said hello.
We shall. Right,
thank you. Love you. Love you and your eggs.
Okay, I'll talk to you girls later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, guys, this is so interesting, but I have to stop and tell you guys about how I've been saving money this month.
And it's also medically.
It is medical. This is a very medical podcast today.
Medically.
Is that a word?
Medically.
So aside from freezing my eggs, I also wear contacts, and literally contacts are so expensive, guys. Like one box of contacts is like over $100.
No.
Yes. It's are so much money. Real? No, I swear. It's a huge expense every month. It's so annoying because I literally have to see. And thanks to Hubble, they've saved my life because it's so cheap. You can get a fresh pair of lenses for every single day. Like I used to wear the two weekly ones and now I have a fresh pair every day.
Yeah, I like fresh pairs.
60 contacts for $30, which is $1 a day. Like that is the cheapest contact you will ever have. It's half the price of other brands.
Basically a quarter pounder.
It basically is. They're quality daily lenses for half the price of the other guys, and other contacts are just way too expensive. And if you don't have like a new prescription, Hubble will actually send you to an optometrist to get it. So you can, it's a one-stop shop at their website. You can get everything done and no more overpaying for contacts because it's such a dumb expense. Like buy shoes instead. So it's easy on the wallet. Go to hubblecontacts.com to get your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. That's like an insane deal. So everyone listening, if you guys wear contacts or know anyone that wears contacts, tell them to go to hubblecontacts.com. That's H-U-B-B-L-E contacts.com. And you get 2 weeks for free. That's 15 pairs of lenses for free. You guys really can't beat this deal. Like Hubble is only offering this to our listeners. So make sure, again, you guys go to hubblecontacts.com.
Amazing. I need some more.
All right. Back to what we were talking about.
All right. Well, now we have Whitney on the phone, and she's going to give us the more scientific perspective of all of this. Hey, Whitney, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi.
You are the Bachelor, official Bachelor egg freezer.
I love that title.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this for? And explain the real title of your job.
So I am an egg freezing specialist, nurse specialist. Mm-hmm. So I have been a fertility nurse for going on 10 years now.
Wow.
So I've worked in all different kind of specialties of reproductive medicine, but I have been doing egg freezing now for like 3 to 4 years. I froze my eggs like 5 years ago, so right after that.
All right. Well, that's a great way to lead into our next question. Who is the most fitted for egg freezing, and at what age would you suggest a single girl to do it?
So I feel that every woman would benefit from freezing their eggs, but in a perfect world, the best time to do it would be 25 to 35.
Okay, that's a big span, though.
Yeah. If you're older than that, though, it doesn't mean that you're not a candidate. It's more about then just managing expectations.
And expectations being less eggs to grab?
Meaning less eggs or the quality of them. So we call that the ovarian reserve or a woman's fertility potential. And that consists of quality and quantity. So as a woman ages, both of those will decline.
Okay. It's an interesting concept that you bring up, because we were just talking to Carly about the whole process, and she was telling us that she actually had 8 good eggs. And she was saying that sometimes when they unfreeze your eggs, not all of them live. So is that true?
And like, that is true.
And also, has there ever been someone that's done it and all of them have been bad after they unfreeze it? Because that's kind of scary.
It is. And I mean, I think that one of the things that every woman should know is that by freezing your eggs, it's definitely not a guarantee of pregnancy in the future. It's more of an insurance policy. But there is the chance, and it depends on the lab you go to. So that's why it's important that before you go and freeze your eggs, that you do your research and make sure that wherever you go is trained in terms of doing the egg freezing and doing it correctly, because it's very, very sensitive technology and it's advanced throughout the years. So in our lab, we have a 99% thaw rate, but that's going to vary from place to place. Yeah. And that's just a chance that you take, that they all may not be of great quality when you go back to thaw them.
Wow. And your lab is OVA in Chicago, correct?
So we are owned by a parent IVF laboratory, and our specialty clinic is called OVA, and that's in Chicago. Yes.
Okay. So Whitney, you know how I got in big trouble like 2 years ago on Paradise? I said that Claire, who was 34 at the time, I said, her eggs are almost dead. And
oh, my God.
Now,
so
this
mean.
Is something that I was 27, and yeah. I was listening to my mom a lot. My mom is always reminding, you know, she always reminds me that fertility starts to go down at 28. Is that correct?
We typically say 30.
30. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I offended so many people out there, but like by the actual definition, 35 is when you start considering a geriatric pregnancy?
We typically say 38.
Oh, well, look Fantastic. At this. Everything's getting older. This makes me feel better about my life.
It's a relief off my back.
Okay, so this makes me feel better about everything, but egg freshness, like ideally, when is the best time to get pregnant? And if you are single at a certain point, like say I'm single, you know, at my 30th birthday, and I've got no prospects of a husband. That's a good time to be freezing my eggs, right?
Well, it is, but I think that you have to look at it as, you know, the younger that you are when you do it, the better. So when I did it, I actually was in a relationship,
That's a good point to bring up, is like if you're in a relationship or engaged,
Caitlin's the perfect example. Caitlin's engaged.
It may not even be necessarily for baby number one. Like, let's say that you get married at 32 and wait a little bit to have kids.
Exactly.
Because,
also,
you know,
like
you want to live your life. And then,
there's no guarantee it's going to last. Right. Who are we talking? You know, we know.
Exactly.
Relationships don't last.
Let's say you get pregnant at 35 naturally, and then you want to have another kid at 38. You know, so maybe that's not going to happen naturally. That's called secondary infertility. And then you've got your eggs, you know, on ice if you need them.
All right. So that's the question I have for you. So say I like have my first kid at 33. When I get to the age of 36, when I want the second one, should I be using my frozen egg or should I use a natural process?
Yeah. So we get that question a lot. And you know, the older that you get, the more likely that your eggs are going to have chromosomal abnormalities. Mm-hmm. So that your pregnancy would either result in a miscarriage or that it wouldn't, you know, implant at all. So typically, if you're less than 40, we would say, you know, just try naturally. But if you're starting, if you have recurrent pregnancy loss or if there seems to be something that's going on, then definitely your younger eggs are going to have a less likelihood of having a chromosomal abnormality.
Okay. So I always was led to believe up until about this year, I think it was when you started freezing, you know, Andy and Caitlin and Carly's eggs, that I really started thinking, okay, so it's about the quote freshness of the egg, not the youth of the womb.
Correct.
Interesting.
So it would be like the quality of the egg, not the womb. So eggs age, but your uterus doesn't.
Okay.
Oh.
So a person who freezes their eggs at 30, technically, if she's 50, she could go through this process and have a healthy child?
Yes, she could.
Yeah, I'm sure labor would be a little more taxing. But...
Yeah, so I mean, you have to take, you know, a lot of times when we, so before I did egg freezing, I worked in third-party reproduction. So we had a lot of women that would have to resort to a donor egg if they were having trouble getting pregnant on their own with their own eggs. Mm-hmm. And we would treat them until typically they were like 45 and they could use a donor egg. But at that point, they would have to go through medical screening with their primary care to get their, you know, an EKG done and make sure that they are healthy because it is taxing on the human body. Pregnancy is.
Whitney, I have a question. So just like how Carly told us that she has 8 eggs, let's say she wants to use her eggs for her second child, like Ashley was saying. How many eggs do you guys use? Because what if she wants to use it for her third again? Do you use all 8?
So what we would do is we would thaw all of them and fertilize all of them or attempt to fertilize all of them. And here's the thing that you got to think about, that there's a natural attrition that takes place. So even when we fertilize them, not all of them will fertilize or attempt to fertilize them, I should say. Not all of them will fertilize. And then once they grow to embryos, not all of those embryos would be chromosomally normal. So there's going to be a natural cutoff that kind of every step of the way that could potentially happen. So let's say we thawed all of 8 of her eggs and fertilized them with Evan's sperm. And then there was like 4 embryos and we transferred 2 of them and there's 2 left over. We can refreeze those.
You can refreeze the embryo. You can't refreeze an egg, right?
No.
Okay.
Interesting. And so has it ever happened to, I know you said you have a 99% rate, but has it ever happened where you've like unfrozen or thawed them and then fertilized them and then none of them are good?
Luckily, no, not yet. That's amazing. Now, there's something to be said about that this is a newer technology. So right now it's becoming more mainstream and more women are doing it. So there's not a huge women to poll, you know, in 2017 that have come back to use them. So I think that would be a good question, you know, 10 years from now, the people that have come back, you know, what's the likelihood of that?
Right. What is the thawing process like? Because Lauren was saying earlier that it's like -900 degrees Fahrenheit or something.
Oh my God. That is one thing that I would not know. That would be an embryologist. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask.
So you fertilize it, Whitney, after it's thawed.
I don't personally. So what I do in terms of my position at OPA is that I work with the women going through the process, you know, teach them about them, educate them on the medications, help them with their injections and kind of their partner along the way.
All right. So obviously this has become increasingly popular. Like what's the percentage of growth in the past 10 years of women freezing their eggs?
Oh my God. It's like tenfold. And the reason for that is because
men aren't settling.
I mean, people aren't settling. And I think that their negative stereotypes have kind of been bashed and the science has just improved so much over the past decade that it's actually working. You know,
that's
it's
so
successful.
Cool.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
How much does this cost, Whitney?
So it's going to range from facility to facility. And some people do have insurance coverage, although right now it's minimal. Mm-hmm. So I would say right now one cycle is going to be somewhere, you know, depending where you go, between $7,000 to $10,000.
Okay. That's actually more affordable than I thought. I feel like it used to be 20 or something, but as technology grows, I guess it's easier to do.
Right, exactly.
Whitney, is there an average amount of eggs that people come out with, or is it just everyone's different?
Everyone's different in terms of their genetics and their age. The age is the number one factor. So we really do recommend freezing as close to 20 as we can get. And the reason, I mean, is not because a woman's going to have, you know, nobody in their right mind wants to have 20 kids. But I mean, like I was just explaining,
eggs,
that there's a natural attrition. So not all of those eggs will result in a baby.
Right. So 20 is a good number.
Yeah. 20 is a good ballpark number.
Okay.
I've got two more questions for you.
Yeah. I have a couple too.
Okay, good. I know that there doesn't seem to be any like necessary thought process on here. Just a lot of random questions.
We're just spitballing because it's I don't get
it. But I
kind
of want to hit every question that some listener in their car is like, oh, but what about this? So I kind of want to like think for everyone here. Can you clarify the side effects? Carly had minimal side effects. You know, she said she was just bloated, but she felt extremely womanly. But on the other hand, Andy didn't have a super positive experience, as in she like felt like she was suffering for those 2 weeks a little bit more than Carly. So what's the average feeling that a woman goes through in the 2 weeks that she's getting the shots?
So the number one, I guess I would say complaint or side effect that I hear is feeling full and bloated and temporary weight gain. During that 2 week period, you can't exercise or have sex or lift anything super heavy.
Sounds like my life right now.
So you are pretty much like a couch potato. So you're not able to, you just kind of feel blah. But typically, you know, people still go about their everyday lives, can still work and everything like that.
Lauren, you'd be even more couch ridden than normal. Of course. Yeah. You kind of like that.
I'm a perfect candidate for this.
I really want to see Ashley go through this because she's just so diva-y when it comes to, like, when she has a headache, it's like a hospital.
Yeah, but you know, like I would take 2 weeks off and be like, I'm not doing anything but hibernating.
Yeah, but to feel full and bloated, I feel like you, I don't know, we eat ramen pretty often. Maybe it wouldn't be that. Maybe it wouldn't be that foreign of a concept. Do you have a follow-up, Ashley, or can I ask Whitney?
Yeah, it's not a related follow-up, but if girls can freeze their eggs, there's certain science that's indicating that sperm also ages. Like guys can have kids at every age.
Yeah.
But
we are seeing, so as men grow older, the morphology of their sperm, which is the shape of their sperm, starts to become, you know, it lowers. So meaning that you typically want 14% of a male specimen to its morphology to be shaped correctly. So a lot of like the heads are too big or the tails are too small.
Oh my God.
So when they're shaped irregular, they're not able to fertilize an egg.
To latch. Wow. So can guys freeze their swimmers?
They
can. Good ones?
But here's the thing. Guys make sperm every 16 days. So to me right now, what studies are showing is that the increase in, you know, incorrect morphology or shape with age is really not significant enough that you would need to freeze your sperm when you're younger.
I get that, but you know how you're saying like the quality of our egg, if that's not like fresh, the chromosomes can go wacky. Can the chromosomes in the sperm go wacky?
No.
Okay.
Interesting. Good.
Wait,
for them. So Whitney, you said they can or they can't freeze them.
They cannot. That's all based on the woman's egg
we
quality.
Hold the power.
I have one question. You know how like couples have trouble conceiving and they end up with like six babies at once? How does that happen?
So that happens in IVF when you stimulate a woman. Well, there's two ways it could happen actually. So in IVF, we remove the eggs, we fertilize the sperm, we grow the embryos outside of the body. And then technically any knowledgeable physician would know better than not to put in more than two embryos. So now if they put in more than that, you're putting the woman at risk. But even if you put in two, there's a very, 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 very small percentage that they could both split once you put them in. So that would be four.
So you have four babies.
But it's very rare that that happens. We often see multiples more with IUI, which is intrauterine insemination. So basically what that is that we still stimulate the woman, but right before she ovulates, we time that with inseminating her with her partner's sperm. So that's less control. So basically we're, you know, putting the sperm up there and letting them just kind of fertilize as they will for however many eggs a woman released. And so if she has six eggs and we just, you know, put the sperm in there, there's a chance that all six of them could fertilize.
Wow. And that's why as like the years go on, we're seeing more people have twins.
100%.
Oh, interesting. I have, Whitney, I have a very random question. I hope you don't get offended.
No.
Because I'm sure this has never happened in your clinic, but I have to ask. So when we were just on the phone with Carly, and Carly's like, I have the best babysitters in the world. Like, Whitney is watching my future kids, which was a really, really cool thing. And of course, my mind always goes to worst case scenario. And I'm like, oh my God, like, has anyone's eggs ever been switched? What if someone hijacked the building? Like, how secure, like, are the doors behind these eggs?
Nobody's trying to steal other people's eggs.
You never know.
That's a really good question. I would ask the exact same thing. So It has not in our facility, but definitely there has been mistakes in terms of things that have happened where the wrong sperm was, you know, inseminating an egg or the wrong thing was transferred. So that's really, really important that the lab is trained and triple checking everything.
Wait, so what happened in those scenarios?
Lawsuits. Oh my gosh. That's what happened.
So you have a baby that's not yours technically?
I guess like when they're born, you figure out, you're like, oh, this doesn't look like me or my husband.
I mean, I've heard several things. I've read so many studies. I mean, there's been, you know, lawsuits that have happened with that. I've heard that women were given like plan B after they realized the mistake.
Oh my God.
You know, I've heard so many different stories, whether those are true or not, I'm not really sure. I'm just reading stuff online half the time. So I'm not really, you know how that goes.
My producer wheels are spinning and I'm like, this is a reality show.
Yeah.
The wrong baby.
It could be.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, the lab is trained in terms of triple checking everything. And in terms of where they're stored. So they're stored in tanks and those tanks are checked every single day. They float, they're biodegradables, all of that sort of stuff. So they really are, I haven't heard of anyone ever losing their eggs, but I guess it could happen. Now you've got my wheels turned.
I know. I'm sorry. It was just a random thought in my head. I'm sure it never happens though. And I would definitely freeze my eggs. I actually need to. So
yes, come freeze your eggs.
Wait, that's a great question. So like if I live here in California, Whitney, like, is there a way where you guys could mail me like the shots and stuff?
Yeah. So we do that a lot. I mean, we see a lot of patients that are not local to Chicago. We also see a lot of international patients. So we're really used to doing that. So although logistically it may seem complicated for the patient, it's something that we're just accustomed to. But yeah, absolutely. There's ways that we're able to work with physicians that would be near you to where we would monitor and manage your case, but you could do a lot of your monitoring, which is ultrasound and blood work local in LA. And then just come to Chicago for the actual procedure.
Okay, expect Naz and I to come in the next 9 months.
How would we or a listener sign up for this?
So what you would do is you can either go to our website, which is ovaeggfreezing.com, or you can email me at Whitney, which is Whitney@ovaeggfreezing.com.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to get a lot of emails.
Yeah.
Or you can call us. Let me give the phone number too. It's 312-800-0228.
Awesome.
When you were going through school, did you like specialize in fertility?
I didn't. I just fell into it. I never knew this was something that really even existed. We really didn't even touch on it in school. But I came out and just, you know, thought I was going to do cardiac care. And once I was actually in the cardiac unit, it just was very stressful and something that I just was not fitted for. And so I was really kind of looking in terms of what would be a good fit for me. And I came across this and I kind of fell into it. And that's where I've been ever since.
It is truly so rewarding. Yeah. I think about a couple decades ago, we just couldn't do it. If you like couldn't have kids, you really couldn't have kids. You just had to adopt. There really wasn't any alternatives.
Yeah, it really is rewarding. And, you know, the couples that I've worked with throughout the past decade just, you know, being a part of their life and their kids' lives and going to baby showers and birthday parties all of that stuff. It's really awesome.
Whitney, this is so cool. You're a baby maker.
I am.
I'm going to leave on one final funny question. Okay. Because before you mentioned that guys produce sperm every 16 days.
Yeah.
Yes. Does that mean that like if they have sex a zillion times that like they're going to run out of like cum?
So it is true. When we do semen analyses, we tell the men to be abstinent for 3 to 5 days just so that they can build up their source.
Interesting.
So it is true. Yeah. I mean, if they're not going to run out, but their count might be a little bit lower.
That's a funny question. Gotcha. I like it.
Well, Whitney, this was a pleasure.
All these questions were so good.
I know. Thanks. Whitney, I'm so happy I finally met you, even if it's over the phone.
I know. Quote unquote met you. Yes.
Yes.
It was great to talk to you gals and let me know if there's anything else I can help with.
I'm sure you'll be hearing from Ashley and I.
Yeah. Everybody come. It'll be so fun.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to book my flight. Bye.
All right. Love you, Whitney. Bye.
All right, guys, I'm going to go out and say this is probably one of my favorite podcasts so far. I love it when we do like an informative one.
I love
people
learning.
Think that, you know,
we're all learning together.
We're smart.
Yes. I love it.
So great. All right. Viel?
I love it.
I don't know why I said it like that.
But honestly, I'm actually kind of excited about freezing my eggs.
No, Ashley,
my mom will be so happy.
Same. I think everyone should freeze their eggs. The younger you are, the better.
I should.
I mean, why not? It is a great insurance policy.
I honestly could chill out a lot more because I think the only reason I'm actually stressing out now is because I'm like, oh, I don't want to, I want to be able to have at least, I want to have three kids.
That's so true. We're all scared and working up against our body clock. Like when we were talking to Chris.
Well, that's what that's what Cupcake's saying. The technology's allowing us to chill out.
But in real life, I'm a really happy person. I love my life right now. I'm not looking for a dramatic change.
No, of course not.
And
we
to have kids in the next 3 years yet either.
No, but we want to have kids eventually. Yeah. So I think this is such a good idea.
Well, I'd also love to freeze my eggs so we could start a GoFundMe for Lauren because I don't have $7,000.
That's true. I was just thinking neither do I, but I think that they definitely probably have payment plans. And it's such a good investment. I mean, this is your children. This isn't a car or an apartment. Yeah.
You can sacrifice on some dinners out.
Yeah. Start saving that money.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much.
Subscribe. Tweet us. Let us know what you think.
And again, looking for people who have been ghosted. If you think your ghoster will actually speak to us, please contact Naz at info@heartbrokenanonymous.com.
Exactly.
All right. See you next week.
Bye, guys. I don't get it. Podcast.